You know, Ephesians 5, 8 to 10 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord." You know, this is our utmost goal as Christians, is to constantly find out what pleases our God. You know, this is our ultimate goal in life, you know, eventually, in the long run. You know, yes, we may do a lot of things, but if we don't focus ourselves on how we can please God, then we are going to be swayed back and forth on a very consistent basis. And I don't believe any one of us wants to live life like that, you know, where we're being swayed from one thing to the next. So this is what the scriptures, you know, call us. For us to be able to achieve a righteous life is to consistently and constantly find out what pleases God. To actually look at our lives and ask ourselves on a daily basis, am I pleasing God? Did I please God today with my thoughts, with my feelings, with my actions, in how I responded, you know, to this person? And, you know, a big part of remaining in the vine, as we're going to be doing this year, is this very same thing. Is figuring out how we can be able to please our Heavenly Father, our Daddy in heaven. I hope you call him that sometimes. I like calling him Daddy, you know, because he is our Daddy. And so I want us to be able to learn from a woman that made a huge mistake, okay? And this is Eve. And before we get into this, you know, I just want us to go to God in prayer. So let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we just come before you this evening to thank you so much, Lord, for everything about our lives. We want to praise you, Lord, because if it weren't for you, then none of us could actually be here at this time. We want, Lord, to thank you for all the years you've been with us. Thank you for last year and all the ways you walked with us, Father. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you, Father, for your grace that makes us stand. Lord, I pray so much that as we delve into the scriptures this evening, the Lord, you open up our hearts, help our minds and everything about us to just be able to sit at your feet and to learn from you. Lord, I pray so much, God, that you please give me your very words, that even as I speak, it wouldn't be me speaking, Lord, but it will be your Holy Spirit speaking and ministering to each one of our hearts. Father, please strengthen us, so that even as we get into this new year, we'll be able to truly seek out what pleases you on a daily basis, so that our lives can be productive and that we can be able to bring you glory and honor, but above all as well, so that we can remain close to you, closely bonded to you, and never get to lose the most precious thing, our relationship with you. Father, we love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So because of a new year, we'll go back to the beginning. Exactly where it started. And you know, in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, you know, we see God, you know, just creating this amazing and beautiful creation. You know, everything that God made was perfect. In fact, after he made everything, the God of all heavens paused and said, "It is good." And then he actually created man, you know, and that's one of the times that he said, "It is very good." So God creates this amazing, you know, world, and then he creates man, and then he creates a helper, which is Eve, and puts both of them in the garden to actually care for the garden and to walk with him. Those were just the two things that were supposed to do, is to take care of the garden, of course, take care of each other, and be in companionship with God. And so we look at Eve at the beginning. You know, she had everything that a woman could dream of, isn't it? You know, she had a loving husband. She had all the supplies she needed. In fact, she was doing a raw diet, I think. You know, she was just doing green. You know what I mean? I look at women who do these kinds of things, and I'm like, oh my goodness, how do they do it? And all I can do a lot of times is just admire them, because it's a lot of work, you know, to juice everything and to try and get it fresh. And, you know, these days people are getting back into organic. She had all those things, and she didn't have to worry about her pocket. She didn't have to worry about money. She didn't have to worry about all these supplies. Everything was right there for her. You know, and so when you think of perfection, that's what Eve lived. Because above all, she had the perfect relationship with God. And isn't that the thing that we are always looking for? I know for me, a lot of times, you know, I actually, at the age where I'm at, and I'm sure a lot of women here can relate with me, I don't care about clothes and shoes and hair. Now, I do go out and look for something to wear, to look presentable, you know? But that's not a priority for me anymore. You know, the thing that I want more than anything else is to have a consistent walk with God. And that's the thing I'm always, if you ask me, Cara, what do you need to work on? What are you working on? What are you looking for? I will tell you, is if I can just have an amazing walk with God on a daily basis, then I'm telling you, everything will be just perfect. And you know, sisters, ladies, this is the very thing that someone is after. This is the thing that they want to take from us. And so we may think that Eve had everything that she needed, yeah? Or that she could ever have wanted. And so we may have thought, isn't it? We may have thought. And so in Genesis 2:15 to 18, again, you can just jot it down. Or if you want to turn, you know, you can turn there. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." And so right here we see God give Adam, and of course this commandment was to be passed down to Eve. I don't know if Eve was there. Most probably she was right there, and she heard it with her own ears. And you know, sisters, this wasn't such a huge, long, heavy command, isn't it? It's amazing because God gave them everything else apart from just one. You and I would think just one little thing. You know how little kids are? The very thing you tell them not to touch is the very thing that they actually want to touch. In fact, we've probably all heard this about sin, is don't tell people, you know, don't do this, don't think about this, because then that's exactly what they're going to think about. But, you know, I believe that right here, God was setting the tone of their relationship. God was saying, yes, I want you to have everything. In fact, you can have me. I'm here for you. Anytime you need me, I'm right here for you. Any way that you need me. But God also did want them to respect them, to respect him. You know, something called boundaries. We, a lot of times, do not like boundaries. But I'm telling you, relationships that do not have boundaries are a disaster. A lot of times. Try and have no boundaries with your children, and you will see what happens. Isn't it? Try, you know, for the single women, try and not have boundaries with the guys in the world, that guy in the office, and you just let him do whatever he wants with you, and you will see what happens, isn't it? You know, we're talking about teenagers, okay, for the young people. It's an awesome movie. But you know what? People are realizing we actually do need boundaries with technology, otherwise it's swallowing us all up. That's exactly what's going on, because we've actually just not had any boundaries. And by the way, it's not just for the teenagers. It's even for us adults, isn't it? If you just stop and see how much you use your phone or your laptop or your computer, it's intense. You see adults driving and they're swaying on the road, isn't it? Or people are hooting at them at the lights. Why? Because they're carried away on their phone. Okay, so boundaries are so crucial to establish relationships, to establish the dynamics of relationships. And I believe that God was doing this because he loved Adam and Eve, and he wanted their relationships to last a long time. Okay, but he also wanted them. At the end of the day, he was God. He was God, isn't it? In all the holiness, in all the ways that we know God to be God, he was God. He was their God as much as he was their father and their friend. You know, 1 John 5:3, you know, talks about how, you know, God's commands are not burdensome. Okay, whatever God asks us to do is not, he's not trying to lay a burden on us. He's not trying to make it hard for us. He's not. And again, for those of us who have children, we know that when we lay those rules for our kids, it's not because we're just trying or wanting to make their lives miserable. No, we're actually protecting them with those rules and those regulations, isn't it? And a lot of times they don't understand it, but one day they actually do. But that's exactly what God was doing, you know, with Adam and Eve, and that's what he's done with us. Now let's go to Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1. Amen. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die." Now Eve knew this commandment, isn't it? She knew this scripture very well. She actually had memorized it, okay? So she knew. It's not like she didn't know. She knew it. Satan continues, "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Okay? So what just happened here, sisters? You know, we are barely in chapter 3 of the entire Bible. Not just one of the books in the Bible, but the entire Bible. And the title right there is The Fall. That's the title. Above Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. Isn't it? The fall has already just happened. God has just barely finished his creation. Okay? And Eve has gone out. Okay? And you know, sisters, Eve didn't just wake up one morning and just listen to Satan. She didn't. Now, I don't know how long everything took, but it was a progression of certain things. Okay, certain things were going on. You know, and some of the things that you and I can actually come up, or maybe I can ask this question. What do you think happened right here? What happened? How did Eve find herself right in this position of disobeying God? Yes, Erin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. She kept walking. Probably she would walk around the tree. Maybe she would have her prayer walks in the morning around this particular tree, just looking at it, you know, and wondering about it. Okay? Yes, dear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Absolutely. So probably this is not the first time that she was having a chat with the devil, isn't it?